Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And joining us right now, not only to talk some Padres baseball, but maybe a state civics lesson as well from California's capital, Jesse Hackler is with us here on 97.3. The Fan, how's Sacramento, Jesse?
It's good. I visited with my assemblyman yesterday, wanted to make sure that everything in San Marcos was being looked after.
Good.
And I said, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
How many people could name their assemblyman? I don't even know.
No idea.
No, I don't either. And if anybody could, it would be you or I. And
yeah.
The fact that neither one of us can is pretty sad. But, it's my first time here, so it's nice to be able to check a city off the box. You know, I like to be a world explorer. And it's a great little area where we're staying, downtown, right across the river from the ballpark. Very, very impressed with Sacramento. I understand it'll be quite oppressive here in the summer, but just a beautiful, you know, first couple of days here. Padre fans all over the place, which is fun. And, nice little break from the usual, I would say.
Well, let's be honest. You could have been gone to Death Valley and it would have been better than your Chicago experience, because I mean anywhere you went was going to be better than Wrigley Field. And I think for the players too, my God, like, they even looked lighter and happier being out on under the sun, and it was, Chicago was pretty nasty, man. It was nasty looking baseball too.
Yeah, no, I think those two things are probably connected. You know, I mean, the Cubs didn't play particularly sharp either.
Yeah.
And look, I don't like when I hear in sports people say, oh, well, you know, it's the warm weather team and the cold weather team. It's not like the Cubs trained in that all winter. Those guys
right.
are all from Texas and California and the Dominican, like our guys. So, you know, it's not baseball weather. It's kind of that simple. And look, we all know it happened, you know, at the start of the year in a bunch of those places. And it was even colder there yesterday. The Tigers moved their games to the afternoon this week because it's going to be so cold in Detroit, where we go in a couple of weeks, by the way. So hopefully spring springs by the time we get there. But it's not great baseball weather, and it's not going to lead to great baseball most of the time. But it happens. It is what it is. You get it out of the way. You move on. And I'm with you. It just, everybody looked more like themselves last night, and I think that was a big reason why.
And I saw it's opening day in Cleveland, where the temperature is currently 27, feels like 8.
God.
How about this? When they were in San Diego last week, the Guardians, it was 71 degrees in Cleveland.
Oh, they missed
what?
It.
What? Oh, my God. Nobody.
Your guys were
that.
Apoplectic talking about that.
Yeah. I mean,
and
nobody
go
deserves
home
that.
To 27 in baseball.
instead of the 71 where it was in Cleveland. Oh. That's insane.
Could have been in San Diego this week.
Insane.
They got to figure out a way to do like a malleable schedule for those teams at the beginning of the season. Like, look at the 10-day forecast and be like, all right, hold on. You're actually going to start at home, and then we're going to.
Yeah, it's like ever changing and ever evolving. Yeah. It's a nightmare for TJ Lucida and the traveling secretaries, I'm sure. But holy cow, man, it's so good to see this team playing so well, Jesse. My gosh, man, salvaging that game in Chicago was so massive. Coming out last night, you know, bending but not breaking. You know, Soderstrom is a really, really good player. Put a couple of good swings on it, man. Yeah. But other than that, these guys, you know, they didn't let some of the miscues snowball and break them, and I thought Michael King held in just enough to turn it over to that really good bullpen, man. They're so fun to watch.
They really are. And, you know, King walks two of the first three guys, and, you know, my first thought, and I'm sure I wasn't alone in this, was like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know, after the 23 walks over the weekend against the Cubs, and, you know, he got the one double play, walked another guy, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And then that was it. He didn't walk another batter. The bullpen, unsurprising at this point, didn't walk a batter. The rest of the way, kind of contended with a pretty tight strike zone, probably too tight at times last night. Tony and I talked about it a good bit because you could just see from our position Michael King's frustration, but he wasn't allowing it to be outward. He did a really good job every time he was squeezed or didn't get a little bit of a call. He did a really good job of not letting it kind of get to him, and that goes to what you're saying about things not snowballing. But he did get a little bark off at the plate umpire,
he did.
John Libka, when he walked off the field. I don't know if they had it on TV.
They did.
We noticed it. Okay, good. Yeah. So he made sure to let that known. And he did a really good job of, like, showing the mental toughness, hanging in, you know, under those circumstances. And, look, they made enough plays. It wasn't a perfectly played game by any stretch of the imagination. But that's fine. You know, perfection is a great thing to aspire to, but it's probably not realistic most nights. And so you got to be able to win those games when you're not perfect. And that's exactly what Michael King did. It's exactly what the defense did. And it's exactly what the offense did.
Talking to Jesse Angler here on Ben and Woods. And Jesse, we had a tier one in our YouTube stream this morning who said, you know, settle down, everybody. The Padres are just playing beyond their capabilities right now. And I don't know, Woods and I push back a little bit. Certainly the record, they're not going to go 9-2 every 11 games all season long. No one will. But we didn't really see the Padres doing anything, you know, like that we didn't expect them to do. Their star players are mostly playing well right now. The bullpen's good, but we thought it would be good. The starting pitching has been a little up and down. I mean, we're not seeing anything that they can't really sustain necessarily. How do you view it?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I don't really know where that take is coming from, unless they just meant, you know, from a win-loss perspective, which sure. And like, yeah, Fernando's not going to hit 381. Merrill's not going to hit 378, which is where they're sitting right now, but that's, you know, because it's April 8th. You know, I don't think that means they're playing above their capabilities. I think it means they got off to a good start. Will there be slumps? Yeah, of course. You hope that they're minimal slumps. But I mean, Fernando right now is ultra locked in. From I think literally the first or second at bat on opening day, Tony has been regularly talking on the broadcast. And I'm sure on Gwynn and Chris, which you can hear afternoons 2-6 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, about how locked in Fernando is and about how, like, the chase just doesn't exist right now. That down and away slider that, you know, can be vexing at times. I mean, he's like, there's a couple flinches maybe, but that's about it. I'm using Tony words now. He's like really on time at the plate. He's really locked in. He's obviously hitting the ball hard. That one last night was hilarious. And, you know, again, I'm not saying that it's going to be 380 when you look up at the end of the year for Fernando Tatis Jr., but he's playing the kind of baseball I expect him to play. And that goes for Jackson, and that goes for Manny, who hasn't even homered yet, and Arise, who's just now getting going. So, no, I think what we're seeing looks like the brand of baseball that they're going to play. And, again, it was near perfect, you know, against Atlanta and Cleveland. It wasn't perfect Sunday. It wasn't perfect yesterday, but they won both of those games, and that's going to be the way it has to go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Talking to Jesse Agler on Ben and Woods this morning, and have we talked to Jesse since Merrill? We did, didn't we?
I think it was...
The contract? No, it was the day game.
Okay. So it was like the next day, I think, that it happened. So Jackson Merrill extended, obviously, you know, watching him, I said it earlier, watching him last night not being able to play, it looked like he was at his dog's, like, burial. I mean, he looked so dejected to not be out there with his boys. And, you know, it was crazy because that day that extension happened. Then the Red Sox extended their guy, Christian...
Campbell.
And then Ketel Marte signs an extension. Then a couple days later, Vladdy Jr. with the massive $500 million extension. People are wanting to lock these guys up, Jesse. What were your thoughts on all those?
It's good business, right? I mean, it's the right idea. And, you know, the other thing is, I think when you look at the big mega deals, and look, Jackson's is obviously a very big deal, but I'm gonna talk about, like, the Vladdy Soto type deals. You know, it's amazing how much these things have gone up since, like, Manny and Fernando signed.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, such an important thing to keep in mind, because I am sure for, like, a good portion of fans out there, when you see, and I don't remember the exact numbers for those guys, but when you see 13 years, $350 million or whatever for somebody like that, you're thinking, oh my gosh, 13 years, he's going to be 38, 39 years old. It's going to be backloaded. There's going to be all this money at the end. It's going to be Eric Hosmer, blah, blah, blah. Like, look at just a couple of years later, how big these deals are. You're seeing a 500 for Vladdy, the 700 for Soto. Telling you right now, there is a guy active in Major League Baseball today, very likely, who will sign $1 billion with a B dollar contract. Like, that's already, that guy is already in the big leagues. I don't know who it is,
wow,
but, like, that's very, very possible that the first guy to sign for $1 billion is already in the majors. And, like, those deals at the end, they're going to look like bargains. They're going to look like bargains. Like, it's going to be no sweat off anybody's back. And I think that's kind of, like, the hidden thing about these super long-term deals that, you know, as fans, because we're not professionals and we're not accountants and we're not economists, you know, we can sometimes forget about is, like, okay, yeah, he's going to get $30 million when he's 39 years old, but, like, look what everybody else is going to be getting that far down the line. And, you know, I think that's, like, a really important thing to keep in mind when we talk about these big deals. And something I think we maybe don't talk about enough is, you know, like, I am so unworried about the back end of those contracts when I see these numbers start to pop up for these guys. And by the way, my sense would be it's only going to continue to go that direction, you know, for these superstars. So, it's fascinating to watch how quickly it goes up. You know, it's kind of like a crazy housing market almost. And, you know, you get in at one of those prices and then you look around a couple of years later and it's like your home has doubled in value. And you're like, wow, man, we got in lucky. We got in right at the right time. And it's a wild thing to see around the league.
I'm sitting here racking my brain on who the billion-dollar player is. I'm just sitting here hoping it's not James Wood, you know, from the Nationals, who hit a monster shot last night. I'm going, who could it be? Who could be the billion-dollar player, you know, at you know, knowing right now they're probably 19, 20 years old, either in the big leagues right now or about to break through to the big leagues.
Yeah.
It may be one of those Red Sox kids. I mean, their three-headed monster that they got seems to be just can't miss, all three of them. Really, Roman Anthony and the guy we just mentioned, and then Marcelo Mayer from Eastlake, just a glut of talent out there.
And they got rid of the GM who got them all.
Yeah, they sure did, man. They sure did. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Ben, are you doing Incorporator today or Jesse?
You're going to do some Incorporator.
I'm going to do it for you. I liked the slang thing last week. Savvy B, you knocked it out of the park right before first pitch. It was a really good way to do it. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this video. It made the round on Instagram, and it was like the former mayor of Philadelphia. And we thought, you know, people are so insulting these days, and they call you bad names, and they're mean and you know, curse words. Do you have the full clip, Paulie? All right, listen to this, Jesse. Yeah, this is the mayor of Philadelphia back in the 70s, I believe, and a reporter.
Ed Rendell?
Maybe it is.
Sure.
And the guy comes to his house and he wants to interview him for some malfeasance.
You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Put that on camera.
Put it on camera.
You're a crumb bum, the three of you. And I challenge you. You're a coward. You're a yellow sneak.
Yeah.
And if you want to... Now, what I say, let's forget all the rules of this great country we live in. I will go back to that wall with the three of you. Just me.
Mayor is a
You're a
here.
Crumb creep coward.
That's how insults should be delivered.
The really Bert Lahr, cowardly lion, Wizard of Oz vibe going on
yeah,
here.
Isn't that genius?
Amazing that in the 70s people could have sounded like they were in the 20s. That's
no.
remarkable. Like, is he hanging out with Al Capone on the weekend?
He looks like he was in those circles. And I took such delight at that.
Oh, that's
and I said, we need to start calling people crumb creeps and crumb bums more. So your word tonight is, of course,
you're a real crumb bum.
Crumb bum.
Crumb
All
bum.
Right. That's beautiful.
It's greatness, man. It is greatness. Greatness.
Now, I don't think it'd be fair for you to call Tony Gwynn Jr. a crumb bum.
No.
So I would never.
Now,
see I
how
would never.
Work that one in tonight, Jesse. At 7:05.
Dave Marcus, maybe.
We wondered if it would be Dave.
Yeah. He's a real crumb possibly bum. In the booth next door. Who knows?
Maybe. And if it was, you know, it's the other Max Muncy, so you're not going to call him a crumb bum. But this Max Muncy, he's a thorn in my side, too.
He had, yeah, no, of course. Like when he got that hit last night, I was like, oh, of course, Max Muncy.
Of course, Max Muncy gets a hit.
Like it doesn't. There could be another Max Muncy that pops up in 25 years, and he'll have a big hit against the Padres. It's I just as long as another Justin Turner or Charlie Blackman doesn't make it to the major league.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you,
Jesse.
Buddy.
Have a good rest of the trip in Sacramento. We'll see you back at Petco Park this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.